Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into one of the secret weapons of jungle and old-school D&B. Atmosphere that behaves like part of the groove, not just some pad sitting on top. We're going to build what I like to call a ghost atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to do it with an automation-first mindset. That means instead of making one static loop and hoping it fits, we're going to shape the movement first, then let the sound follow the drums and bass. That's a very D&B way to work, because the energy in this music often comes from arrangement motion, not from throwing in more notes. Think about classic jungle for a second. The drums are busy, the sub is huge, and the atmosphere is constantly shifting around the breaks. It's never just sitting there politely. It breathes. It opens before a fill, disappears when the snare needs to crack, and blooms again when the phrase changes. That's the vibe we're after. So let's build this step by step. First, create a dedicated track for your atmosphere. Call it Atmos Ghost, or something equally obvious, so you keep it separate from your drums and bass. That separation matters, because the whole point is to automate this layer without messing up the core groove. A solid stock chain in Ableton Live 12 is a source, then auto filter, then saturator, then hybrid reverb, then echo, then utility. If you're starting from a sample, a dusty chord stab, vinyl noise, room tone, field recording, or chopped break ambience all work really well. If you're starting from a synth, a simple sustained saw or pulse-based pad is enough, as long as you're going to shape it with movement. Now here's an important style choice for jungle and old-school D&B. Avoid super clean, glossy pads. Those can sound too modern and too polished. You want something with character. Something a little worn. Something that feels like it could have come from a sampler, a tape loop, or a rough resample. If you're using Waveedable, a good starting point is Oscillator 1 on saw, Oscillator 2 on square or saw, detuned slightly, with just a small amount of unison. Keep the filter fairly low pass and don't overdo the brightness. If it's a sample, pitch it to the key of your track, and don't be afraid to trim it down so it sits more like a texture than a full musical part. Now bring in auto filter. This is where the ghosting begins. Start with a low-pass filter, and keep the cutoff fairly low to begin with. You might start somewhere around the darker range, maybe a few hundred hertz depending on the sound. Then automate it. That's the key. Don't leave it static. Here's the reason this works so well in D&B. Your drums already have a lot of transient detail, especially if you're using breakbeats. If the atmosphere is too open all the time, it will blur the snare crack and the little ghost notes in the break. But if you automate the filter, so the sound opens only when you need it, you preserve the pocket and still get the emotional lift. Next, automate volume. Or if you prefer, put utility before your effects and automate the gain there. This is the real ghost move. Instead of just playing the pad the whole time, make it appear and disappear around the drums. For an 8-bar phrase, a good shape might be this. Very low at the start, then slowly rising after a snare, then dipping again before the next hit, then opening wider during the transition, and finally pulling back before the drop or next section. You're basically teaching the atmosphere to breathe with the arrangement. And this is a big teacher tip. Automate in layers. A tiny cutoff move plus a tiny gain lift can feel more musical than one giant fade. Small changes add up. That's how you get that haunted, living feel without making the mix messy. Now let's add space. Put hybrid reverb after the filter, but keep it controlled. We want depth, not a giant washed-out cloud that destroys the groove. A plate, room, or dark hall usually works well. Keep the decay moderate, the pre-delay a little bit in front of the sound, and definitely cut the low end out of the reverb so the sub stays clean. Then add echo for movement. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to build a giant delay effect that crowds the snare. You want just enough repeat and smear to give the atmosphere some motion. Sync it to the track if you want that classic dubby feel, or go tighter if you want a more ghosted flicker. Again, automate the wet amount or the send level, so the delay blooms in transitions and stays out of the way during the main groove. This is where the atmosphere starts feeling really D&B. During a build or before a drop, you can let the reverb and echo open up just a little more. Then once the drums slam back in, pull them down. That contrast is huge. It gives you tension, release, and space around the break. Now let's talk about sidechain and rhythmic gaps. If your atmosphere is still sitting too proudly in the mix, use compressor or glue compressor with sidechain from the drum bus, or even the snare if you want very specific ducking. You don't need heavy pumping here. Just enough movement so the texture steps out of the way when the kick or snare hits. And don't forget that silence is part of the effect. This is one of the most useful old-school tricks. If the atmosphere drops out for a beat before a phrase returns, the re-entry feels bigger. If it swells right after a snare, it feels like the room is answering the drums. Think call and response. The drum says something, the ghost lair replies. Now let's shape the stereo field. Indeed, NB, atmosphere can be wide, but the low mids need discipline. Use utility to keep the body controlled, and maybe auto pan for gentle motion if it suits the texture. You don't want the atmosphere wobbling around like a gimmick. You want it to feel like air moving in the room. Wide in the intro can be great. Then as the bass comes in, narrow it a bit so the track feels more focused and heavier. A really effective arrangement approach is this. Wide and open in the intro, narrower in the drop. Wet and spacious in the build, drier in the core groove. Bright in the transition, darker in the main section. That contrast is what makes darker DNB feel massive without having to add more and more layers. Now automate more than just the volume. This is where the lesson gets really powerful. Draw movement for the filter cutoff, the reverb wet amount, the echo feedback or wet level, the utility gain, and even saturator drive if you want the texture to get dirtier in the rise. A nice phrase shape might be closed and murky at the start, more open in the middle, dirtier and wider before the drop, then pulled back again when the full groove hits. That dirty then clean contrast is a killer move for heavier DNB. Let the atmosphere get a little gritty during the build, then clean it up or thin it out on the drop. That makes the drop feel heavier without adding a single new note. Now place it in an actual track context. Imagine a 16-bar intro. The atmosphere starts barely there, filtered and wide. Then over the next 8 bars it slowly opens up. Right before the drums come in fully, you pull the low end away. Maybe open the filter a touch, and let the reverb tail breathe. When the drop hits, the atmosphere ducks down into a haze behind the break and bass. It's present, but it never gets greedy. That's the sweet spot. Muting it should make the track feel flatter. Turning it up too much should make the drums weaker. If you hit that balance, you're doing it right. One of the best next steps is to resample the whole atmosphere pass. This is very much in the spirit of jungle and old school production. Print the movement to audio, then chop it up. You can reverse a tail, cut a swell into a transition hit, or grab a tiny fragment and use it like a rhythmic accent. Once it's printed, it becomes sample material, and that often gives it more character than leaving it as a live MIDI part. This is especially useful if you want to hide edits. If a break chop feels abrupt, place a little atmospheric tail over the cut. If a section change feels too sudden, use a reverse swell to smear it together. Those tiny details can make the arrangement feel much more musical. Let's keep an eye on common mistakes too. The biggest one is simply leaving the atmosphere too loud. If you notice it before you notice the drums, it's probably too high. Another common issue is putting reverb on a full range signal with no filtering. That's a fast way to muddy the low end. Also, don't automate only volume and ignore tone. If the sound isn't changing color, it can still feel static even if it's moving in level. Another trap is too much stereo width in the low mids. Keep the foundation centered, and let the air spread out. And finally, don't overuse delay feedback. A little goes a long way in this style. Too much and your snare clarity disappears fast. Here are a few pro moves if you want to push it further. You can layer a low mid haze sound with a higher airy layer, and let them automate differently. You can print one version with heavier effects and blend it with a drier version. You can also use clipped reverb tails as little rhythmic fragments, which is a great old-school trick. And if you really want the atmosphere to feel alive, add tiny micro-movements to the filter or stereo width, so it drifts just enough to feel human. For homework, build a 4-bar ghost atmosphere loop using just one sound source. Run it through auto-filter, saturator, hybrid reverb, echo, and utility. Automate the cutoff, the gain, the reverb wet, and the echo wet. Keep it quiet at first, then let it lift in the last 2 bars. Add sidechain from your drum boss, test it with a breakbeat and sub underneath, and then resample the result. If you can pull one reverse swell out of it, even better. The big takeaway here is simple. In jungle and old school DNB, atmosphere is part of the rhythm. Don't just place it in the track, make it perform around the drums. Let it breathe, duck, bloom, and disappear. That's how you get that haunted, rolling energy that feels so right in this music. All right, now go build that ghost lair and make the room move.